Rosh Chodesh Adar, Monday the 11th of February, Rabbi Elisha Koppel, Tefillah, standing before the King.
The Rambam, in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Tefillah Halacha Aleph, the Rambam tells us all the things that are necessary to have to be able to daven. The Rambam says like this, Chamisha Dvoim Ma'akvin Es Tefillah. Five things are ma'akev tefillah, but the eved, if you don't have these five things, you're not yoytze shmoyne aser. Tefillah refers to shmoyne aser. Afal pi shehigi azmano. Even though you might miss the zman of tefillah, but if you don't have these five conditions, one may not daven. And it means, even if it means missing tefillah and not davening Shemayna Ezra, still you cannot daven. Zog the Rambam, what are these five things? Tahayas yodayim v'kisui ho'erve v'tahayas mokem tefillah v'dvoyim ha'choyvzim oizoi v'kavonas ha'leiv. The Rambam says that one must have kavona. The last of the five things is kavonas ha'leiv. One must have kavona when he davens Shemayna Ezra. And if one cannot have kavana when it davens, zog de Rambam, even if it's going to be ovazmano, one may not daven. Because to be able to daven, an intrinsic condition is that one will be able to have kavana. The baya on the Rambam is that the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us like this. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, "Hamispalel tzorch sheichaven es liboy bekulon." Someone who's davening Shmoyne Esrei must have kavana, all the brachas of Shmoyne Esrei. Vim eino yochoy lechaven bekulon. If you cannot have kavana in all the brachas, yechaven es liboy beachas. You should have kavana in only one of the brachas. So the Gemara Omer Reb Safra tells us which one of the brachas must one have kavana even b'di'eved, and if one doesn't have kavana in this bracha, then one is not yoytze Shmoyne Esra. Zokt Reb Safra ba'ovois. Ovois, which is the first bracha, where we mention Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. That bracha, if one doesn't have kavana, even b'di'eved, one is not yoytze Shmoyne Esra. But all the other brachas, L'chatchila, of course, you should have kavana. You should understand what you're saying. But b'di'eved, the Gemara says, Mefurish in brachas daf lamedalad omad beis, one doesn't need to have kavana b'di'eved, and one is yoytze Shmoyne Esra, as long as one had kavana in brachas. L'maisa, this is the Rambam himself, paskens this halacha. The Rambam in Perek Yud, from Hilchas Tfila, halacha Aleph, the Rambam says like this, Misha yispalel veloy kivein es liboy. Someone daven Shmoyne Esra and he did not have kavana. Yachzoy veyispalel bekavana. You should start over and you should daven again with kavana. Veim kivein es liboy bebracha yishoyna. But what if he had kavana for the first bracha, for avos? Shuvein etzarich. One must not, one doesn't need to repeat Shmoyne Esra if one had kavana by avos. So the Rambam Mefurish paskens the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis that even b'di'eved, if you had kavana by avos, you don't have to repeat Shmoyne Esra. You are yoytze Shmoyne Esra. So Reb Chaim in Sefer asks the Kasha that the Rambam in Perek Daled says kavana salev is ma'akvin es atfilah, which is mashma, is ma'akev, the whole Shmoyne Esra. Like all the rest of the things that he's koilu there, Tyrus Yodayim, Tyrus Mokum Tfila, Kavonas Alev is ma'akev Shmoyne Esra. While in Perek Yud, the Rambam seems to say like the Gemara in Brachas, that no, but l'chatchila you should have Kavona the whole Shmoyne Esra. But if one didn't have Kavona the whole Shmoyne Esra, the only Kavona one had was in Ovois, in the first Bracha, one is Yoytze Shmoyne Esra. So Rav Shach Zatzal in Avi Ezri, he doesn't like this kasha bichlam. He says The derech of the Rambam is that he says the klolim, he says the rules, and later on he explains. So in Perek Dalet, he says, the Rambam is telling us what we need to have, what are the conditions of Shmoneh Esrei. And one of the conditions are that one must have kavana by Shmoneh Esrei. How much kavana? Where one must be mechavan? The Rambam doesn't explain, because the Rambam is relying on what the Rambam will explain later. And the Rambam in Perek Yud, Zoktav Shach, is explaining the kavana that I told you about in Perek Dalet. You know where you have to have kavana? But the Eved Ovois. Everywhere else, the Chatchila. But the Eved only Ovois is Ma'akev. That's how Reb Shach wants to answer Reb Chaim's kasha. Lemaisa, Reb Chaim didn't like this, while the Rambam puts this din of kavana salev together with other things. He groups it. And he puts it together with Tyrus Yodayim, Vekisur Erva, Vetyrus Mokum Tfilah, Vedvorim Achoyfzim, Oysoy, Vekavona Salev. All of these things are ma'akev the whole Shmoneh Esrei. If someone's hands become Tomei in middle of Shmoneh Esrei, it's a problem. Because Tyrus Yodayim is ma'akev the whole Shmoneh Esrei. So too, Kavona Salev, Kepshutoy, the Rambam doesn't say where, what, when, but Kavona Salev is categorized together with them, would also be ma'akev the whole Shmoneh Esrei. And more than that, the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Tezvov, the Rambam says like this, Kavona Salev Ketzad, what does Kavona Salev mean? So the Rambam, what do you need? Kol Tfilo She'eino Bekavona, Eino Tfilo. Any Tfilo, which is not Bekavona, is not Tfilo. The Rambam doesn't say, like he says in Perek Yud, that you're not Yoitza, you have to daven over. The Rambam is mashma that davening without kavana, whatever this kavana is not davening. And one who davens without kavana, he didn't daven. So Reb Chaim tells us, Amor Digi Yezoid. Reb Chaim says there's two types of kavana one must have when he davens Shmoneh Esrei. There's one kavana, which is the regular kavana of Pirush Amilos, understanding what one is saying, and that kavana is what the Gemara Brachas Lamedalad Amadbeis is talking about. And the Gemara tells us that the kavana of understanding what one is saying, that is only ma'akev in Bracha Rishayna, in the first Bracha. That means if someone only understands the meaning of the words of the first Bracha, and he doesn't understand the meaning of the rest of Shmoneh Esrei, his yoitza. That's what the Rambam is telling us in Perek Yud. Mi sheispalel veloy kivein es libo, yachsev yispalel bekavona. Vim kivein es libo yibibrocha yishayna. If you had kavona, you understood what you were saying, and you understood the meaning of the words of brocha yishayna, then you were yoitza. Reb Chaim tells us there's a whole different type of kavona which one must have when he davens Shmoneh Esrei. That's the kavana of Oymeid Lifnei Hashem Umispalil, standing before the Eibishter and davening. A person has to realize that when he's davening, he's standing before the Eibishter and he's talking to him. And without this kavana of being Oymeid Lifnei Hashem Umispalil, the Rambam holds one hasn't davened. That's why the Rambam says in Halacha Tezvov, Kavona Salev Ketzad, Kol Tfilo She'eino Bekavona Eino Tfilo. Not you weren't Yoitza, but you haven't davened. Because one of the ingredients of davening is to have Kavona that you're Oymeid Lifnei Hashem Umispalil. And without that Kavona, one isn't davening. One's reading a Nusach that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolei were Mesaken. You might be saying the words, but you're not davening. Because what davening means is standing before the Eibishter and davening.
What about speed?
Speed?
If we daven too fast, are you not davening? Because you wouldn't speak to a person like that.
No, Reb Chaim himself, he used to daven very, very quickly. Because Oymeid Lifnei Hashem Umispalel, he was so scared of standing in front of the Eibishter by davening, that I can only stand there a short amount of time, only the amount necessary. I can't just, it's not a leisurely business. He had so much yira from standing in front of the Eibishter, that he davened extremely quick. The Rambam, Reb Chaim says, the Rambam is mefurish that this is the kavana that he means. Because in Perek Dalet Halacha Tazayin, the Rambam tells us like this, Keitzad hi kavana. What does one have to have in mind when he davens? The Rambam doesn't say, Pirush HaMilos, to understand what you're saying. The Rambam says, doesn't mention that at all. The Rambam says, Sheyefana es libo mikola machshavos. You should take from your mind all other machshavos. Ve'yire atzma, you should see yourself, ki ilu hu oimed lifnei ashchina, as if you're standing in front of the Eibishter. And that is the kavana, what he's referring to in Perek Dalet. And the male is Dr. Chaim, this kavana is ma'akev the whole Shmoyne Esra. Because if someone skips out one of the brachas in Shmoyne Esra, then he's not Yoytze Shmoyne Esra. If he says it without understanding what it means, he's Yoytze Shmoyne Esra. But if he doesn't say the words, then he's not Yoytze Shmoyne Esra. So too, Dr. Chaim, when someone says all the words, but he's not davening, so he hasn't davened the whole Shmoyne Esra, so he's also not Yoytze. Reb Chaim gives two reasons why you're not Yoytze. The first reason Reb Chaim gives is that you're Misasik. Misasik is a halach in Kol HaTorah Kula. For example, on Shabbos, somebody drops something in the grass, and he intends to pick it up. And by mistake, instead of picking up the object which he dropped, he pulls out a few blades of grass. The halacha is that he's not chayiv. He wasn't mechalel Shabbos, and he didn't do a melacha. Because that's called a misasik, because you pulled out the grass with no intention to pull out grass. Your intention was to pick up an object which was completely detached from the ground, which isn't a melacha of toilash. And memela, that's called a misasik. So too, Zakhtav Chaim, when someone davens, so we learn from misasik that maisa is only considered your maisa if it's done with intent, with kavana. So if someone davens without kavana, that he's davening, he doesn't know what he's doing, he thinks he's in Spain, then he didn't daven, and memela he's not yoytze. Another reason Reb Chaim gives why you're not yoytze is because mitzvah tzrich is kavana. We paskan that mitzvah is tzrich is kavana, that one must have kavana before he does a mitzvah. That's why by krishma, before we say krishma, we always have kavana to be yotzer krishma. And mamela, mitzvah tzrich is kavana is ma'akev. And so if one davens without kavana, because we say mitzvah tzrich is kavana, you're not yotzer. Lemaisa, this last thing for Reb Chaim is very, very shver. It's very difficult to understand why mitzvah tzriches kavona is related to kavona of oimed lifnei Hashem u'mispalel, oimed lifnei Hashchina, like the Rambam says. It's two different kavonas. Before krishma, what does one have kavona? One has kavona, he wants to be yoytze the mitzvah. He doesn't have that kavona the whole length of shema. Before shema, he has for 1 second, he thinks, I want to be yoytze the mitzvah of krishma. So by Shmoyne Esra, okay, so you should have kavana, you want to be Yotze Shmoyne Esra. Why do you have to have this kavana, the whole Shmoyne Esra? And why do you have to have, what's this kavana related to Oymed Lifnei Hashem? This is a kavana, you want to be Yotze, the mitzvah Shmoyne Esra. Not Oymed Lifnei Hashem or Mispalel. Even the way Reb Chaim explained that there's a problem of Misasik, that's also difficult to understand. Because if someone is doing a melacha on Shabbos, and he had full intention before he started the melacha to do it. For example, someone decided to plow his field Shabbos morning. He gets the oxes, he plows. In middle, he's thinking about different affairs. He's not thinking about plowing. Avada is chayiv. No, the only time we patter somebody out of misasik and we say he's not chayiv is when he had no intention to plow. He had the intention to do something completely different, and by accident his hand pulled out some grass, or by accident he did a ma'isa. There's no halacha in misasik that while you're being chayrish on Shabbos you have to think chayrish, chayrish, chayrish. You thought before you started chayrisha, you thought I want to plow, and that's enough. What's going on over here? The Reb Chaim says that by Shmoyne Esra, okay, you have to have kavana before you start Shmoyne Esra. Okay, I'm starting Shmoyne Esra. But in middle of Shemoneh Esrei, why do you have to have kavana? So l'choyer the teretz is that davening Shemoneh Esrei is very, very different from other mitzvahs. When somebody eats matzah, or somebody blows the shofar, then he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah. Regardless of his kavana, he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah. Blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, or eating matzah on Leil Pesach, is a mitzvah. Was he yoytze the mitzvah? We have a question, was he yoytze? That's totally. If you say mitzvah stricho is kavana, mitzvah needs to have intention to be yoytze, then he had to have kavana. And without kavana, he wasn't yoytze. If you hold mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana, then you don't need kavana. But regardless if he was yoytze the mitzvah or not, he might have to do it again, but he did the mitzvah. A ma'isa mitzvah he did. His achilas matzah is the same achilas matzah with intent or without intent. The only question is, was he yoytze the mitzvah or not? Reb Chaim tells us that davening Shemoneh Esrei is not a ma'isa mitzvah at all without the kavanah of Oymed Lifnei Hashem u'Mispalel, because that's one of the ingredients of Shemoneh Esrei. That's like somebody tries eating matzah but he doesn't have matzah. He has something that's not matzah. So he's not yoytze, because he didn't do the mitzvah. Reb Chaim tells us that Oymed Lifnei Hashem u'Mispalel, that is b'cheftza of what tefillah is. Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei isn't just reading a nusach that the Anshe Kness like Gdolei Torah say this, it'll be good. They told us to talk to the Eibishter, to stand before the Eibishter and speak to him and say this. But we're saying it to the Eibishter, and without the awareness that one is speaking to the Eibishter, one hasn't davened. Because this din of mitzvah tzriches kavana is not mesuyim to the man de'omar of mitzvah tzriches kavana. Even the man de'omar that holds in kol ha'toyer kula mitzvah ein tzriches kavana, that's only when you did a mitzvah and the question was, were you yoytze or were you not yoytze? He says you don't have to have intent, you don't have to have kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah. But if you need kavana as a makeup of being a mitzvah, and otherwise you haven't done the mitzvah at all, avada the man de'omar mitzvah ein tzriches kavana is going to be moida that one must have kavana. And the emes I found, this is mefurish in Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas. Rabbeinu Yoina says like this: the afilu misha soiver the mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana. Even the man de'omar which tells us that mitzvahs don't need kavana, they don't need intent. Hana mili bedova sheyesh boi ma'isa, something which has a ma'isa, a pe'ula. Sheha ma'isa hu b'mokoim kavona, because it's b'cheftza, a ma'isa mitzvah. You ate matzah, you blew the shofar, you did the mitzvah. Avo b'mitzvah is shetluyes ba'amira bilvad, vaday tzricha kavona. Things which are toluy in speech, in talking, you need kavona. And l'choyer the pshatin Rabbeinu Yoina is, because without kavana, you just said something. You didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah that's told in speech means Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, not just reading the parasha in the Torah, but Krishma means Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. You have to be mekabel on yourself the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing by tefillah, Dr. Chaim. The chavta of what tefillah is to be oymed lifnei Hashem u'misbalim. And without that kavana, one hasn't davened. Lefi this, you can answer Rambam in Hilchas Krishma. The Rambam says in Perek Beis, from Hilchas Krishma, Halacha Aleph. This is the halacha we pass like this in Shulchan Aruch. Hakoyre eshma veloy kiven liboy beposo krishan. Someone says Krishma, and he doesn't have kavana the first pasuk. Lo yotza yedei chayvasoi. He wasn't yotza. Vahashar, the rest of Shema, Parshas, V'ohavto, V'hoyon Shemoya, V'yoymer, Im lo yikiven liboy, yotza. Even without kavana, yo yotza. The Rambam tells us, Afilu hoyo koyer batoyo, Kedalkoi, Oymagiyas ha-Parshas, still yotza, for all the rest of the Parshas. Which means, there's a halacha, that the first pasuk of Krishma, one must have kavana, what one is saying. The rest of Krishma, one needn't have kavana b'di'avad. And even if one says the rest of Krishna, if you're learning apostle, you're learning Chumash, one is Yoitza. So the Rashba in Shuvah asks a question on the Rambam. What's going on over here? If you say mitzvah is tzrichos kavana, the whole Shema Esra needs kavana. And the whole Shema needs kavana. And if you think you're being koyer batoyer the rest of Shema, you don't realize you're doing a mitzvah, then you're not Yoitza. And if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana, then even the pasuk Rishon shouldn't need kavana. What's this split? And we pass in this split la'alocha. That the first pasuk in Krishna, one must have kavana. The rest of Shema should have kavana. But if you don't have kavana, you're still yoitza. So l'choyer l'fi this, it's very good. Because the first pasuk of Shema, that's b'cheftze kabolas oil ma'uchu shemayim. It's not just reading a parasha in the Torah. It's not reading a parasha in Chumash. It's you're being mekabel on yourself oil ma'uchu shemayim. So without realizing that you're being mekabel oil ma'uchu shemayim, then you just learned. You guess how you learned, but you didn't say Krishna. The rest of the parashas is kekoyer batoyer. It's not bechefze kabbalas oil ma'uchu shemayim. And memela, Dr. Rambam, you don't have to have kavana. Now this, that davening Shmoyne Esra is considered oimid lifnei Hashem u'mispalel, it's not only a kavana, an intent which one has, but it's a matzias. The matzias of davening Shmoyne Esra is you are really standing before the Eibishter. The Rambam splits up Tefillah Shachris into four categories. He puts brachas with karbonas, then comes Psukei de Zimra, which the Rambam calls Siris v'Shishbochis Psukei de Zimra. Then there's Krishma Ubircho Yisrael, and then there's Shmoyne Esra. And the Chaim Volozhiner explains in Nefesh HaChaim that these stages are as if one is coming to a king's palace. You can't just land yourself in the throne room. There's first gate, there's a checkpoint, they check your ID. You have to come in. You have to enter. Once you enter, there's another room, and there's another room, till you get into the throne room. So too, davening, shachas, we're coming, we're arriving. We first say brachas, we say karbonas, we get one step. Then we say psukah de zimra, we get another step. Krishna Birch Yisrael, when Makabul Omar Hashemayim, we get closer, till when we reach Shmoyne Ezra, we are taka standing in the throne room before the Eibishter. The Chasam Sofer, in Parashas Dvarim, he says a meridige taich in what does Psukei de Zimra mean? What's the Lashon Zimra? Psukei Shiras Vezishbachis. What's the Lashon Zimra? So he tells us that the Torah tells us by Shmita, Eskar mecha loy sizmoir. Loy sizmoir means you're not allowed to cut on Shemitah the vines. He tells us that davening, psukei de zimra are psukim which cut. They cut through, because when someone davens, his tefillah has to be a pure tefillah to be able to become a kubal, that the Eibishter shall accept the tefillah. So because we're not sure, and if it's not a pure tefillah, Then there's lav mekatchagim and mastinim, which will stop the tefillah becoming mekubelas. So memela, Chazal will mesakim for us that we say psukei de zimra, psukim which chop, they cut, and they cut through all the barriers so that tefillah is able to reach the Eibishter. That's the lashon psukei de zimra, which is kar mecholoi sizmoy. Chaim Volozhiner explains a pasuk in this week's parasha. It says in this week's parasha, "V'osu li mikdash, v'shochanti b'soicham." Make for me a mikdash, and I will dwell b'soicham. And Volozhin brings a medrash, "B'soichoi loy nemar." It doesn't say I will dwell in the mishkan. It says b'soicham, I will dwell amongst Klal Yisrael. V'shochanti b'soicham means through the Mishkan, through the Mikdash, the Eibishter Shechina will be shoyre amongst the Yidden. Kepshuto, you understand, that means that the Eibishter lives in the Mishkan, the Shechina is shoyre on the Mishkan, and if the Mishkan's within us, then the Shechina pours and it's among us. Chaim Volozhiner tells us it's not like that. It works the other way around. every Yid, as much of the Shechina is Shoyer in Klal Yisrael, that's how much Shechina there was in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. And as much as the Yidin were Dovuk in the Eivishter, after Matan Torah, even though they did the Chata Egel, but they did Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Lucha Shniyos, till they reached the Mishkan, they reached the Dveikus in the Eivishter, and Mamele the Shechina was Shoyer in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan. He brings a Chazal, that the Kruvim on the Oren were facing each other. Now, lefi the level of closeness between the Yidden and the Eivishta, that's how close they were. The closest would have been face to face. And if Yidden did Averis, and they weren't close to the Eivishta anymore, they weren't Dovuk completely in the Eivishta, then the Kruvim turned, and they weren't face to face anymore. He brings a medrash. A moridig medrash. The medrash says like this: Moshe Rabbeinu came to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. The Eibishter told him go. He asked the Eibishter, when the Yidden asked me, "Who is this Eibishter? Who is this who sent me? What should I tell them? What is his name?" And the Torah tells us that the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them, Eke Asher Eke, Shlochani. So the Medrash tells us, Mau Eke Asher Eke. What is this? You should say the Eibishter's name. What's this business? So the Medrash tells us, Keshem She'ato Havo Imi, Kach Ani Havo Imoch. The same way we are to the Eibishter, that's exactly the way that the Eibishter treats us. V'chein omar David, zog the Medrash. Hashem tzilcho, Hashem is my shade, al yad yeminecho. Mahu Hashem tzilcho, what does it mean Hashem is my shade? So the Medrash tells us, ketzilcho, like a shade. Ma tzilcho, im ato mesachik lo, you smile to the shade. What does the shade do? Hu mesachik lecho. He smiles back. Vim ato boicha, hu boicha kenegdecho. Vim ato mareloi ponim zo umois. You have a grumpy face to the shade, and the shade will be exact copy of what you do. Will also be grumpy. Oy masbirois. If you have a smile, afu noisin lecho kach. So the Medrash tells us, afa kodosh boruchu Hashem tzilcho. Kesheim sha'ato hava imoi, hu hava imoch. The same way one is to the Eibishter, exactly the same way the Eibishter refers to us. And so if a person, when he's standing by Shemayna Esther, then he feels and he has kavana that he's standing before the king, then the Eibishter is taka there. It's not the pshat, it's stama kavana, it's stama din. It's the pshat, the Eibishter is taka there. If somebody thinks he's somewhere else, then taka chas v'shalom, the Eibishter is not there. The Ramban, on that pasuk of Eke Asher Eke, the Moridig Ramban, and with this I will finish. The Ramban said these words: Ki eye imohem bechol tzoroisim. The Eibishter will be with us in all the tzoros. Yikra'uni, we will cry out to him. Ve'enem, and I will answer him. Ve'hi horaya hagdoila sheyesh elokim beYisrael. What's the biggest raya, Dr. Ramban, that is the Eibishter? Kriyas Yamsuf, Har Sinai, Matan Torah. He says no. Vehi horaya hagdoila sheyesh elokim beYisrael kroivim eleinu bechol koreinu elov. This is a constant thing that every Yid is close to the Eibishter. Every Yid is dovuk to the Eibishter. That whenever he wants, he can stand before the Eibishter and he can talk to him. That is the greatest raya sheyesh elokim beYisrael. And we should take a bizoicha that the Shechina should be shruya beinenu, and we should be zoicha to binyan beis hamikdash.